this whole little area of Rhode Island, it wasn't at every school, so students were bused in to participate in tag, and I got lucky. It happened to be my school that was selected for a couple of years to be the magnet, so I didn't have to bus anywhere because I was in the program. And it was much more selective than it was down here because they only allowed two people per grade to be in tag, as opposed to here, I think it's a test, and if you pass it, you can go, like, as long as you get a high enough score, from what I understand. Whereas there, you had to pass the test and be evaluated. You couldn't, like, a bunch of people did pass the test in my grade at the time, but they only selected certain people to do it. So when I got here, I was so confused that tag was so big and every school had it, and it weren't just two people per grade from it, and that they had trailers at the school because of expansion, and I never had had a class in a trailer before because it was so small, we never needed anything like that. And then I went to two different middle schools in Roswell. There's really two major ones. I think they just built a third that serves the area now. I think it's called Audrey Mill, but I went to Holcomb Bridge Middle School and then Hainesbridge Middle School, both named after the roads they're on, which is kind of easy. And they both had trailers, which I was getting used to at this point, but I still thought was kind of weird. And those are pretty much, there wasn't much of a difference between the two schools, because in middle school there's not much of a difference between what kids are like. So really, it didn't really matter to go between either one. And when they redistricted, I didn't care to stay at one over the other. Actually, Hainesbridge was a little bit, I always thought it was a little bit newer when I went there, like nicer inside. So I was a little happier to go there because Holcomb Bridge, I think is older. I'm not exactly sure if it really is, but it always felt like when I was a kid that it was older. So I thought, oh, I want to go to the newer school anyway. And then high school, right the year that I would have been a freshman was the first year of Centennial, which is now, I guess, 6 years old now. So I was excited to go because it was a new school, and I thought, oh, it didn't matter to me. I hadn't had any tradition built at a lot of other schools. But we started out with, like 80 people in our senior class because they didn't want to leave their schools. And I think the ones that have more tradition in the area, like Chattahoochee, which was our big rival, I guess, because they both started with a C. I think that's the reasoning, because it was CHS versus the real CHS or something like that. It was kind of silly. There was really no reason, because Chattahoochee, at the time at least, was a much better football team than we ever, like, have even come to be. And I don't know about, well, basketball, they were pretty even, but so it was kind of a silly rivalry they just kind of concocted to make us seem like we had some kind of tradition at a school that we didn't have any. And then there's Milton, which is the older, one of the older ones. And I think actually that's where I would have been districted. I think I was right on the edge of the Milton district at the time. And Milton is an interesting place because it's so old, they kept doing additions to everything, so none of the floors are even there. I went in there once, and it was confusing, because, like, just drop down suddenly and you're in, like, a completely different hallway, and there's these annexes, but the people who go there, you know, they love it, but I always thought it was kind of a, I don't know, bad school, like just bad construction and things like that. And then there's Roswell High School, which isn't even, I always thought it for a long time when people told me where it was, I didn't realize that was Roswell, because it's such the opposite side of Roswell from where I live. And I was like, if you're going to call it Roswell, it should be in the center, but it wasn't really in the center. It was pretty far out in the opposite direction from the downtown. And then more about, I guess, my school or what I did there.
Well, these were, there seemed to be lots of schools in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Milton is the oldest.
From what I remember, yeah.
And Roswell is the second oldest?
Yes. And then I think Chattahoochee. I think there are other ones, but those are the ones that were within, like, our football and what we competed with. And that we also competed with North Springs, which is in Sandy Springs. So we're not really in Roswell, but close. And then, yeah, Chattahoochee was the third oldest. And Chattahoochee was the richest because it had Country Club of the South, which is where a lot of Atlanta sports people and things like that live. So it was a really rich neighborhood, so they were donating a lot of their money to that school. And then when Centennial came around, we split that up a little bit, so we ended up getting some of the kids from those families and kind of competing with Chattahoochee, I guess, for who has the most donations and things like that.
With all these high schools, then how did the students in the schools relate to Roswell? Was it